Back at the Gasman Center, as we're joined on the Black Horse Pub by post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka after a 5-3 loss to the Brooks Bandits. Tom, this was a game that almost felt like a playoff atmosphere in the first period. A lot of big hits, a lot of scoring chances from both sides. But as you mentioned at the pregame show, that's a very good Brooks Bandits side on the other side of the ice there, and they come away with the win. But you know, your thoughts on your team's performance tonight in a tough loss here at the Gasman?
I thought that we were soft. They came in. They're a team. Full credit to Brooks. I mean, they're a team that, you know, they're the reigning AJHL champions. They play tough from whistle to whistle. They don't bother looking at the linesman or the referee to see if there's a call or complain. They just go until they hear the whistle. And you know, a classic example is in the first period late. We tell our guys just keep playing until you hear the whistle. But we got an icing call where our guy looks, doesn't get called, which doesn't really matter. But their guy just beats us to the puck, and then they end up getting a great scoring chance. But we're continually looking at somebody else to get something done. And, you know, these are the efforts that we had at the start of the year and when we were winning these games. And against certain teams, the effort that we gave forward today would have gotten us points. But now, you know what? Now you've got the upper echelon teams. So last week, Whitecourt came in here, and I thought that they manhandled us. Brooks, I thought, did the same thing today. I mean, there are no easy pucks. When they dump pucks in, our defensemen know that they're going to get hit and there's going to be pressure, and we can't say the same when we dump pucks in on them. When we did, I thought that we did a great job. I mean, the goal by Fraser is a classic example of that. We got pucks in, we banged a body, created a turnover. He was open in the slot and he scored. So, I mean, it's there, but we're too selective. And selective teams are teams at the end of the year will sit there and say, you know what, we had such a great year. We were so close, but, and we weren't there. Good teams go hard, shift in, shift out for 60 minutes, and we didn't do that tonight.
And Tom, I think one of the silver linings you can take away from this game was your team was right in it until the very end, and it's not a full roster. And not only is it not a full roster, but the players you're missing are some pretty big impact players that I think will really help the team once they come back.
I don't really buy into that feeling, because the guys that we have that dress should be able to give efforts, and I don't think we had that. You know, use the old adage where big players show up in big games, and we had too many passengers. You can't beat a team like Brooks if you've only got six or seven guys that are playing hard and you've got 14 passengers. We had way too many passengers. Our so-called second line was minus two or three, you know, and didn't create any offense whatsoever. And we can't win if we don't have everybody pulling their weight. So regardless of who's in and out of the lineup, that doesn't absolve the guys that are dressed to give forth a better effort.
Tom, I wanted to touch on Jared White. He scores a big goal there for you, and he's one of those players that he's in on the action. He had one shift. He got ridden hard into the Ed boards, and his stick gets launched. Then he wipes out going into the bench. It seems like he's a guy that's going 90 miles an hour every time he's out on the ice. But nice to see him and his hard work get rewarded with a very nice goal. It's been a bit of a tough year for Jared this season.
Yeah, he's battled that injury bug, and you know, having the concussion and then the shoulder injury, I thought it was great patience on him on that goal. Goalie bit on it, and then he just slid it backhand and, you know, into an empty net. And Whitey gives you everything that he can. And I know talking with him this week after one of the practices, you know, he's a little concerned because he's not putting up points. And we tell our players, I don't sit there at the end of the game and look at the score sheet and say, okay, well, you know, you didn't get any points. You must have played poorly. Just like I don't sit there and say, well, just because you got three secondary assists, you must have been an all-star. We're going to look at tape tonight. We're going to break down some video, and we're going to show guys that are willing to give efforts and guys that are maybe a little bit more selective. But Whitey's a true warrior. He was such an integral part in our success last year as a young guy. And I know that, you know, he had hoped probably this year to have, you know, a bigger role. But, you know, it is what it is. We keep telling guys we can't control injuries. All we can do is control the rehabilitation and getting guys back in. And he's been patient. He's such a good teammate. And he's somebody that, you know, our younger guys should look up to.
Tom, a weird play there in the second period as Will Connolly is on a clear break and then a whistle gets blown. We didn't really see why the whistle went. Is there anything you can shed some light on us?
It was in the third period there, and what basically happened was when Will went down, the net got lodged off. And what the referee had told me is that if they have control of the puck, he lets the play go. And then once we get control, if the net isn't put back on, he has to blow it down.
Right.
So that's the explanation, and, you know, that was that. You know, Will had a couple other chances, you know, throughout the game, and he had spurts where, you know, he was a dangerous player. And again, I don't, you know, it's frustrating because I know that there's more in that room, and our guys have to understand that if we want to be a serious contender, we have to play on a more consistent basis.
Tom, you wear the commemorative jerseys tonight in support of the Northern Lights Health Foundation. They look real nice from up here. Beautiful jerseys. You guys are going to wear those again tomorrow when you welcome Camrose to town. But a very worthwhile cause, and you guys do so much in the community. But just again, you know, why do you guys, you know, feel the need to wear the commemorative jerseys and to continue to put yourselves out there in the community of Fort McMurray?
Well, huge thanks goes out to Lance Boussiers and the whole team at RE/MAX. You know, for being the title sponsor for this. And, you know, Lance has done it for a couple years now, where we understand that, you know, being a community-based or owned team, and we rely on the community, and we rely them on a number of different levels, whether it's, you know, buying the, you know, the apparel and the memorabilia and all that kind of stuff, also coming to the games. We try and put a, you know, a successful team on the ice, but we also understand that in order, you know, to pay back the community, and we have to be active, and, you know, we try and help out, whether it's Project Keep Straight, whether we're out in the schools, whether it's the public school board or the Catholic school board. Fort McMurray Minor Hockey, we run development ice, and we help out with practices. You know, and the Snow Angels, we try and, you know, shovel snow as much as we can. And to be quite honest, our guys enjoy doing it. You know, at Christmas time, we're involved with the Craze, the 3-on-3 tournament, you know, and those initiatives. And our guys really like that. And we recruit players here, telling them that we're not only going to try and make you better hockey players, we're going to try and make you better individuals. And we want them to have a positive impact in whatever community they end up residing in. So while they're here in Fort McMurray, they have to be positive role models, and our guys do a great job.
Great jerseys. If you'd like to place a bid on those jerseys, you can do so upwards until the second intermission tomorrow night against the Camrose Kodiaks. You good?
Yeah, we want to get people out there tomorrow and try and raise as much money. Obviously, it all goes towards a great cause, the Health Foundation. So please come on out. I know that tomorrow is also the initiative where anybody that wears their Minor Hockey League jersey gets in for free. So we'd like to see as many you know, families in the stands and come and buy a hot dog and some popcorn and some wobbly pops. And hopefully we can you know, stop this one-game slide and have a better effort and come up with a W tomorrow.
Those jerseys, again, up for auction until tomorrow. Like Tom mentioned, Minor Hockey Week kicks off tomorrow. Wear your jersey to the rink, get free admission in, and pack the Kasman Center as the Oil Barons take on the Camrose Kodiaks tomorrow evening. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.